It would be wrong to say the code 118 wallet was doing anything new. Although it may be your first time seeing a wallet of this unique style. The so-called pop-up wallet mechanism the code 118 wallet uses has been around for the best part of a decade. The likes of Exter and Secret are the most popular and best examples of pop-up wallets. The code 118 wallet was founded in 2020 and has a very noble story for its founding. Simply put, code 118 is calling out and challenging the outdated EDC and wallet community and wants to create a wallet that is both quality and affordable. Very commendable. After purchasing the code 118 wallet, I set about putting it through a series of tests, along with committing to use this wallet as my daily wallet for 1 month, August 2023. The Code 118's website is a little bare-boned and I found myself puzzled by the lack of information available on it. As a customer in the United Kingdom, I wanted to first see how much it would cost to ship internationally. As orders are dispatched from Los Angeles, US, that information is available online. Another baffling aspect is the lack of information on Code 118's warranty. Although they do state in multiple areas of the site they offer a lifetime warranty, this means very little or nothing without more clarity or context. Do they offer repairs or replacements for accidental damage or theft? Or is it simply a lifetime warranty on manufacturer defects? This matters, and the lack of clarity is quite misleading to customers. This was a common theme throughout Code 118's website, and it made for a poor buying experience. Being in the UK, and with Code 118 being based in the US, I unfortunately had to wait 7 to 14 days to receive my order. The ordering process was very simple and was mainly down to Code 118 using Shopify, which is a safe-to-use and intuitive e-commerce platform. The costs of shipping do vary based on the country you live in, so please bear this in mind. If you live locally to Code 118 USA, then shipping comes in at 5 for me in the UK. It costs 5.05 to 10 days, not bad all things considered. Throughout the process of purchasing the wallet, Code 118 kept me updated and provided great transparency with my purchase. I immediately received a confirmation email of my order and was updated with the appropriate tracking information when my wallet was shipped. My wallet took 9 days in total to arrive at my doorstep, which, again, I was happy enough with. Overall, I was happy with the buying process and the speed and community provided by Code 118. I just wish their website was a little more updated in terms of basic information, whether it be their warranty or information on shipping. I'm a huge fan of the look and styling of the Code 118 wallet. Although this section is ultimately subjective, the minimalist, clean look is right up my alley, and this wallet perfectly encapsulates this style. It comes with a sort of industrial look, almost like it's part of a machine, and has a high-class look that wouldn't look out of place in a sports car. This effect is made possible thanks to the high quality and choice of materials that the Code 118 team chose when designing the wallet. Aluminum, also titanium, is available, and carbon fiber not only look the part, but are lightweight and durable. The Code 118 team also hasn't skimped on the array of different color options either. In total, the wallet is available in 7 color offerings, including gray, blue, and green. They also release a variety of limit edition colors, with the most recent being the brushed gray and black models. So does this wallet meet your style and fashion? Well, I don't think you can go wrong with this wallet for any style. The range of colors makes this highly versatile whatever you wear, and that's one of the fantastic selling points of this wallet. The main selling point of the Code 118 wallet comes down to its card storage and access mechanism. This mechanism is the unique to Code 118. And has quickly taken the wallet industry by storm, dominating the market. This mechanism is commonly referred to as the pop-up, cascade, or slide style of wallets. They work with a spring-loaded mechanism to access your cards from inside the device. You can simply push or slide a lever to allow your stacked cards to cascade out of the wallet in an organized manner. Not only this, but these cards are fanned or spaced out perfectly so you can see and grab the card you want. Having used many different brands of pop-up wallets over the years, I can confidently say that not all of these wallets are built equally. Some poor quality examples break easily, get jammed, or simply have the lever snap off. In the case of the Code 118 wallet, I was very happy with how it performed over the 1 month I used it. Cards slid out smoothly. Cards were spaced out evenly and the entire mech seemed well built and steady to use. Along with this, the quality of materials used was above average and the entire wallet has a high quality look, feel, and finish to it. So what are the downsides of this style of wallet? Well, the main drawback is probably down to how many of your credit, debit cards can be stored inside. Code 118 suggests that a maximum of 7 cards total can be stored inside, which we found was accurate. But there is one thing you need to consider, and that is how many of your cards are embossed. Embossed cards are actually slightly thicker than other cards, so they take up more space inside the wallet. Although 7 is the maximum, in total the wallet can only store up to 5 embossed cards. Just something to keep in mind when considering a wallet like this. They are fairly small in their capacity, and you should make sure they have enough room before considering a purchase. Luckily, the Code 118 wallet has one more trick up its sleeve. That is the elastic strap that is wrapped around the middle of the wallet. This serves two distinct functions and helps expand the wallet functionality. The first is for additional card storage. Additional cards can be tucked under the elastic for any cards that can't fit inside further. Expanding the storage, I wouldn't store any more than 3 under this strap. This is mainly down to the fact it does increase the size of the wallet, and to many would cause the wallet to bulk, which makes carrying it more uncomfortable. The second is for banknote storage. It's very uncommon in this style of wallet to have dedicated cash slots such as those in traditional leather wallets. In this case, banknotes can be folded up and, again, tucked under the strap. Not the most secure or effective way to store physical cash, but it does the job and keeps the wallet at a compact, small size. Overall, I was impressed and happy with my time using the Code 118 wallet. Generally speaking, the edge does have to be given to other pop-up wallets on the market, mainly the Exter and Secret. But that doesn't mean Code 118 is bad. In fact, when it comes to the price tag, I feel the Code 118 wallet has the edge and is fantastic value for money for those who don't want to pay upwards of $100 for a wallet. The Code 118's founding was based on the idea of providing quality and affordability. And I can't deny they've achieved this goal with wallets starting at $49.95. This is at least 30% less than the most popular alternative. Not only this, but Code 118 seems to have sales on very frequently, with the largest I've seen being 40% off RRP. All in all, although the Code 118 might not be the best wallet at any one thing, it is by far one of the most value-for-money wallets on the market today. For more information on this wallet, check out their official website by using the link below.